John Hiatt has just released a new album called Beneath This Gruff Exterior. At the same time, there's a tribute album to him called It'll Come to You, The Songs of John Hiatt, featuring singers ranging from Willie Nelson to Nick Lowe. Rock critic Ken Tucker thinks these dual releases provide a good time to assess Hiatt's career.
How fast you gonna run?
You might call Beneath This Gruff Exterior a concept album. Remember concept albums? The 50-something Hiatt does. His latest is one long meditation on how middle age tempts you with complacency, and refreshingly, he concludes that rather than raging against the dying light, he's writing songs about how giving in to the guttering flame, into, as he calls it, in a song I just played, the nagging dark. Throughout this album, Hiatt composes a lot of catchy guitar rock with virtually nothing to say beyond, "Life, hey, it passes quickly, huh?" I can help him out on the first two lines of that song. The Western character Rowdy Yates that he dimly recalls as maybe having been Ward Bond's sidekick was, sorry John, actually Clint Eastwood's character on the old TV show Rawhide. Hiatt first emerged in the late 70s as a would-be American version of Elvis Costello, vehement lyrically, peevish on stage, making the most of a permanent croak of a voice. He never became a big star. He spent some time in Nashville cranking out country songs for others, and he wrote a few good ones in that genre, like Paper Thin, covered on his tribute album by alternative country's answer to George and Tammy, Buddy and Julie Miller.
I was gonna get up off of that bar stool just as soon as I could figure it.
Hiatt's best, if most tenuous, talent is the way he can reduce grand statements of emotion to human scale when he gets it right. As he did for Bonnie Raitt's hit Thing Called Love, the B.B. King Eric Clapton tune Riding with the King a couple of years ago, and this piece of gloriously redeemed schlock via Linda Ronstadt.
Could have been the kiss of my guardian angel.
Me, I prefer my John Hiatt a little more small scale. Thus, my favorite cut on It'll Come to You, The Songs of John Hiatt, may be this one, sung by Nick Lowe.
From my humble point of view,
you might think it's premature to issue a tribute album for a guy who's still putting out pretty lively product. But given his latest lyrics' assertion that he'd rather sit around than run for the office of stardom, it's probably time just right. John Hiatt is an excellent also-ran who slowed to a comfortable stroll.
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed John Hiatt's new CD, This Gruff Exterior, and the tribute album called It'll Come to You, The Songs of John Hiatt.